Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. I'm your host, Vicky, the professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauces, professor of
extra syrup and extra butter.
Listen, don't judge my life. And that was Ken. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing, everybody? This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle.
Brother in the struggle that be judging me and my syrup.
I'm your support system. I'm not judging.
Your support system.
I'm just letting you know when you get a little out of hand, a little out of pocket.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong with some syrup and some butter.
When I go home, I do the same thing and I cry in the corner.
Well, hey. Well, you have some nice tissues. So this week we're talking about best coffee places, best kinds of coffee, and everything like that. Now I'm gonna keep saying it like coffee, as my New York brethren would say, coffee.
They say it like that, coffee.
Yeah. Coffee. Yeah. So I'm gonna keep just having fun with that one. I don't know.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am very much not.
Really?
I'm a weird... Okay, so here it is. Let me tell you all the story, right?
Okay.
Okay, so my mother loves coffee. Loves it. So I grew up with my mom making coffee all the time.
Yeah.
So I would always have, like, maybe a little bit of her coffee. Obviously, it was severely doctored, as my little child self would have more milk and sugar in it than coffee.
Right.
Obviously, because I couldn't handle real coffee. And then... when I got old enough, old enough is like 14, 15. So actually, really, that's not old enough. When I got old enough, when we would go to Wawa, I would go get Wawa coffee. But like their cappuccino machine.
Yeah.
And so by doing that, I would drink that. And then once I started driving, I was drinking the cappuccino like every morning.
How long has Wawa been around? Because in my area, I didn't know about Wawa until I started traveling to South Jersey.
I mean, it's been a while.
And then magically, you know, here and there, they started moving up this way.
It started in Wawa, Pennsylvania, so you gotta look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, actually, honestly, I can do a whole episode on Wawa. Basically. And my stories of Wawa, when my friend crashed her car into Wawa, I have...
Were you in the car with her?
Yes! And I got ravioli all top of my head. I have stories upon stories.
Well, we need to hear that.
Seeing a friend in Wawa who I had stopped talking to, and then it renewed our friendship. Friendship started in Wawa. Seeing exes in Wawa. Seeing a random person and going to a party and then being drunk. Like, driving my mom's SUV for the first time and not understanding how to turn on the headlights. So a cop who was parked next to me was like, "You don't have your headlights on." I was like, "What do you mean? Like, you don't have your headlights on?" Like, "This is my mom's car. I don't know what I'm doing." And he helped me. So like, I have multitudes of stories just at Wawa in the parking lot alone.
Nice.
Easily. So I could do a whole Wawa episode.
I'm waiting on it.
Okay, I will. And then you can, as a newcomer to Wawa, you can share your Wawa
stories. Wawa.
And as everybody says...
I just hate Wawas without a bathroom.
As everybody says, you truly learn how to drive driving in a Wawa parking lot. Listen, it's the truth. Especially once they start adding in the gas station, you truly learn how to drive right there. So back to what I was saying. So once I was old enough to drive, I would get coffee from Wawa, the cappuccinos, every day. I mean, it's a sugary syrup coffee, and I always get the extra caffeine one, and it had a little picture of a guy with his hair sticking straight up.
Yeah.
So I would drink that all the time, to the point that by the time I was 18, 19 and going to college, I was done. Like, I was already over coffee.
College is when you need coffee.
I know, but the thing, I drank so much coffee within, like, a few years that I drank enough for a lifetime that I didn't need to drink coffee. And then I just started drinking tea all the time.
You weirdo.
Well, it is what it is. I drink tea more now only because coffee is so, like, addictive that I see myself slipping back into it. So I don't ever want to have a cup of coffee every day to function. So that means that I just don't drink it, then I don't drink it. And then I'll just, if I drink it here, then I can't drink it for another couple weeks. Because otherwise, for all my listeners who you know, like, you have to have a cup of coffee every day, you understand what it is when you don't get your cup. I had one of my students, actually, she drank 8 cups a day.
Yeah.
8 cups a day.
Well, I used to do 2 of the extra large cups from Wawa. No.
Times that. Add 6 more. That's, like, she would get the big, huge, like, I was like, wait, what? She was like, yeah. I was like, wait. I was like, how do you function that? Yeah. And she was like, yeah, but if I don't have that, then I start to feel sick. I'm like, addiction with a low. But she wasn't trying to give it up. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, but that, so, like, I enjoy coffee. I love the flavoring and everything like that. But I try not to do it too much because I don't ever want to have it every day.
Well, see, I'm a Monday through Friday coffee drinker, and I need it for traveling to work and being alert at work during meetings, which sometimes are boring.
Sometimes.
So, and then sometimes I have to go to court in the morning, stuff like that. So I definitely need coffee in the morning.
Court for work.
Yeah. Right.
I know what you mean, and our friends who know what you mean.
Right.
They but may our not. Other listeners be like, they you got to go to court? Yes. For work, people. We work in social services.
Right.
So.
But on the weekends, I'm fine. I don't need coffee on the weekends. Like, I'm good without it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. But Monday through Friday, I need my liquid black crack, a.k.a. coffee.
Wow. That's a shame. Oh, so you have the history of coffee.
Yes. So.
Share.
The origin of coffee dates back to the 10th century in Ethiopia.
Wow.
So they were the first to recognize the energizing effects of the native coffee plant.
Huh.
Right?
I didn't know it started.
Wakanda's probably based off of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So in America, after the Boston Tea Party of 1773,
okay,
a large number of Americans switched to drinking coffee during the American Revolution because drinking tea had become unpatriotic.
Oh, and that makes sense.
Isn't that interesting?
That's what I was wondering. Like, when did we start drinking coffee in America? Okay.
That's when it became, like, really popular.
I totally understand.
And it just took off from there.
And it just ran with it.
Just ran away.
Nice.
And since we're talking about coffee, we are going to talk about the franchises, the instant coffee, and the Keurig. I think of Keurig kind of like Amazon in a way. They just came in and just changed the entire game around.
Yeah, it really did flip the game. It made people's lives much easier.
Yeah.
For people who just didn't know how to make coffee.
Right.
Because the coffee machine is not that easy.
Well, yeah, you have to make sure that you have the right consistency of flavoring and you're using the right amount of coffee bean to get your desired flavor.
Yeah, coffee bean to water ratio.
Yeah,
You know, are you grinding your own coffee beans? Are you, you know, but like a lot of grocery stores, like the beans are there. You pour them into your bag and you can take it and buy it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a grinder and you can grind it there and then take it.
When I used to work at a hotel.
Which is like fresher and
stuff. When I used to work at a hotel, we used to grind the coffee beans.
Nice.
Prior to making the coffee.
Oh, okay.
But as far as like the instant coffee, like Wawa makes instant coffee that you can order and to make at home. And I have never been able to get the right flavor that I like.
You can never. It's never the same.
It's so not the same.
Yeah, it's
so
never the same. There's never the same.
So we also wanted to talk about some interesting coffee flavors that.
Oh, nice.
Most of our viewers they may or may not be aware of.
Okay.
Alrighty. So let me ask you this:
what
would you drink a maple bacon morning coffee?
You had me at bacon, my love.
Really?
I would try any. Yeah. Hey. Like, well, faith, you try it once. If you add, you know, some cream and some sugar.
I don't know. Like, I could see eating coffee and then eating bacon, but I don't know if I want it all in the same.
I'll try it. Sure.
Nah, no. You can have that.
Like, it'll just have, like, it'll be like salted caramel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
It's that salt, that sweet. So it's the same.
For you Star Wars lovers, we also have a Star Wars Vader's Dark Side Roast Coffee.
They just try to capitalize.
Don't know how that tastes. Maybe it tastes like the Force. I don't know.
It probably just tastes like a dark roast coffee. They just put Star Wars on it to get people to buy it.
Right.
I'm hip to that game.
Yeah. So they have a Hava Pro protein coffee. So I think that's like a spicy coffee. I don't know if I would try that. I don't know if I want a spicy coffee.
I don't think it's spicy. It just has protein in it.
Oh, it has protein in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so
I think that's overkill too.
No. Actually, I've gotten into like really working out in the last couple of years. So what I do, so caffeine helps you with your like metabolism and appetite, and then adding the protein on top of it. So I would make a coffee in the morning. So because I was just trying different things. Mm-hmm. You make the coffee in the morning and I add protein powder to it. And I thought that that was like weird. And then actually it wasn't, because I actually asked a lot of people and I really did the research. And it's actually, it's apparently a thing to have coffee and
with protein.
Protein
in it.
Yeah. And then think about it. If you have coffee with a vanilla protein, it kind of actually makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not going for it. I'm okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to really, really, really shake it, because there's nothing like lumpy coffee.
Yeah.
But.
So they also have a Marley coffee, and it's a brand that's sponsored by one of Bob Marley's grandkids. Probably not. I wouldn't think that it would have pot in it.
Oh, I'm thinking that it's like an edible type thing. I'm like, oh, is that it?
Well, actually, his son, I'm sorry, Rohan Marley, sponsors this coffee.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Oh, I was like, oh, does it have...
You never know. Maybe that's something you could do, like the protein.
Like,
you could add a little bit of it to
oil
your coffee.
Or something.
A little hemp oil coffee. Nothing wrong with that. All right. This one is a spicy coffee.
Okay.
So this is spicy taco flavored coffee.
What?
Would you do it? Would you try it?
No.
So you're going to try the maple bacon,
but, that makes
but
sense.
You're not going to try the spicy taco.
Because maple bacon is like the sweet and the salty. So that makes sense. Salty caramels, like salt and whatever is sweet. Okay, spicy taco, so I'm getting...
This says you're getting a blend of taco spices and hearty, meaty flavor.
So, cumin... So, okay, if it was more of a chai spice, that makes sense. Like, that rich hickory cinnamon flavoring, yes. But to take... Cumin is a very strong spice.
It is.
And to put that in my coffee, no. No, ma'am.
You might like it.
No, ma'am.
It's a taco.
I'll try
it. Killing two birds with one stone. You got coffee and you got a taco.
I'd rather just go to Taco Bell and be happy.
That's the same thing I feel about number one, maple bacon. But you want it together. All right. So we have another coffee called Death Wish, the world's strongest coffee.
I've seen that one before, and I feel like I know somebody who drinks it.
It features 200% more coffee than a normal cup of coffee.
I'll probably be bouncing off the walls.
I want to try it.
We can try it.
I want to try it. We need to try it. We could do a 24-hour podcast.
That we would just keep drinking.
We'll just drink coffee and just keep talking about food for 24 hours.
We can do... It wouldn't be on this, but we can do like a live stream on YouTube.
Okay.
Or Periscope. And then just keep drinking.
Wired, bouncing off the walls.
So when we start speaking in tongues and gibberish, call 911.
So the liquor brand Jack Daniel's, they have a coffee. It's called Jack Daniel's
coffee. Oh, I've
heard
that before.
Yeah.
We would need actually have an EMT on, or so our nursing staff here, to make sure we live.
Yeah. But I don't think this necessarily has liquor in it. Which is probably a disappointment.
Well, it's just probably...
You could just add your own liquor to it.
No, it's probably like any like Jack Daniel's stuff. Like, it doesn't necessarily have the liquor in it. They probably burn
like
it off so you get the flavoring. Like the barbecue sauce.
The barbecue sauce at Fridays.
Yeah. So it has the flavoring.
Oh, we got another flavored coffee. Chipotle flavored coffee. Whatever. Chipotle. That's what I said. Chipotle.
People, did you hear me say anything?
She was looking at me and judging me.
As soon as I saw the name came up, I was like, oh, here we go.
I always say Chipotle. Hater.
I ain't say nothing. So it has the spiciness.
It's a dry chili flavored coffee. And it's exclusive to the store World Market.
See, I think if it was like a dry chili with chocolate.
So we have another coffee. It's called Wake the F Up Extra Strong Coffee.
No.
when you just pulled the all-nighter or plan working a double shift. The aptly titled Wake the F Up was designed to just do that, keep you up and alert. No, it's made from a blend of Costa Rican and Brazilian coffees.
Nope. Nope, I'm trying to live. I like my life.
Well, then they serve it in New Orleans. All right, Whiskey Barrel Coffee.
Okay.
Perhaps the most interesting coffee on the list.
No.
And you get the taste of whiskey in every cup. It has like a bourbon flavor to it. This might be more up your alley. Apple pie coffee from Dunkin' Donuts? Not doing it for you? Okay. Kahlua coffee. I've never had that before.
Okay.
Coffee beans, sugar cane.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty common one. Kahlua coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had it. It's from Mexico.
A lot of restaurants actually have like that mixture anyway.
I might try this. This is a flavor that I can wrap my head around. Chocolate banana coffee.
Chocolate banana coffee.
I could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for our list.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I guess your number one is the maple bacon coffee.
Probably out of all the ones that you listed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the franchises out there that we have?
So some of the franchises we have McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Which is your personal favorite?
It's not, but go
okay.
ahead.
Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks your personal favorite?
Just keep going.
Wawa.
Just keep going.
7-Eleven, Quick Check, and then some Panera Bread. And then some of the places that we also looked at was Scooter's Coffee, Dune Brothers Coffee, the Coffee Beanery.
Which I saw all the time in Jersey. But I haven't seen it around in a while. Mm-hmm. And All Bon Pan, or ABP, as most people call it.
Okay. So, out of that list, well, let's go through McDonald's. You said that McDonald's is a popular choice by some
of a lot of people pick McDonald's as their favorite coffee.
I hate McDonald's coffee. It's disgusting.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'll eat their food, but I don't like it. It tastes like mud. Like, it's not to me. I don't like it.
A lot of people like it because usually it's a great price and it's not bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, depending on the place, the coffee is very bitter. And a lot of people don't like bitter coffee. So a lot of times you have to go for a lighter roast to enjoy a coffee. But there, if you tell them how many cream and sugars, they'll do it just right how you like it.
What about Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts. It's not really, like, a favorite of mine. Like, I'll go and I'll have it if that's, like, my only option and I need coffee. But a lot of times they don't specialize your coffee as much as I would like them to specialize it.
Well, I think their point is America runs on Dunkin', so I think it's like, okay, let's just give you what we got and you get out.
Yeah. But I usually like their flavored, like, if they have, like, a Almond Joy or S'mores flavored coffee when those are around, and I get them as iced. So, it's like usually...
I have enjoyed the iced coffee.
Yeah, so usually before. I do for Dunkin' Donuts, if they're special flavored, if it's a sweet chocolate-based one, iced. For McDonald's, it's a French vanilla iced coffee. That's what I love from them, and they do it perfect. And
I don't even know when they started doing iced coffees.
Yeah. So McDonald's iced coffees are the best, in my opinion, hands down. If I want an iced coffee, that's the best out of all of them.
See, Dunkin' Donuts, like, I tolerate Dunkin' Donuts because they're everywhere where we live. They saturate the area, basically. Like, you go from one corner to the next corner, there's a Dunkin' Donuts.
And it makes,
you go to a gas station, they just happen to have a little small Dunkin' Donuts in there. So I tolerate their coffee, but it's not my coffee of choice.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Starbucks.
Starbucks?
I don't know how to order a coffee in Starbucks. I do not like Starbucks.
Starbucks, I don't usually order coffee from Starbucks. I do the passion fruit iced tea lemonade. So, but if I really, if I've been teaching all day and then I have to drive to Maryland, which happens quite often, to visit family, then, and I know I'm going to be in the car for 3.5-4 hours on top of just teaching an 8-hour day, then I'm stopping at Starbucks. I'm getting caramel macchiato, which starts with two shots of espresso. And if you make it quote unquote dirty, that adds one shot. And then I usually say caramel macchiato, two shots. So now I'm up to like four shots of espresso. And then I say 130 degrees. So what I like about Starbucks is that you could order down to the temperature. And for the longest time, why I usually avoid coffee is because it's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love that. They love to scald their tongue. I don't. So I would have to say I need to put milk in it, throw an ice cube in it, cool it down so I could drink it. But now with Starbucks, after just talking to one of the baristas, she's like, oh, you just order by temperature. I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, I want it hot, but I don't want it to scald me. She was like, I know the perfect temperature for you. And ever since then, now I know how to order my coffee at Starbucks, but I don't really drink coffee, so it doesn't matter.
No, I don't like Starbucks. I feel like it's a big inconvenience. They want to create their own language and their own words just to order coffee.
Yeah, because you can't just, there's no such thing as small, medium, large.
Right, Vente, Uno, whatever.
Tall, Trenta.
Yeah, I'm good. No, I don't got time. And then the Starbucks I went to, like, they didn't put cream and sugar in my coffee. They was like, oh, no, it's on the counter over there.
They were being rude to you because any other time they do, so that guy
I'm like, what's going on here?
He didn't like you.
I'm like, okay.
If I could order down to the temperature,
right,
that person did not like
you.
That's
what I'm saying.
What you do, you gave him an attitude, didn't you?
How I give him an attitude?
You would lie.
I just ordered
coffee.
Spell
my name right on my cup. That's what you did.
No, I don't even care about none of that.
I don't know.
Needless to say, I won't be going back to Starbucks. There's nothing there for me.
I'm
not a fan of it. It's disgusting.
They would just be mean to you.
Their coffee didn't taste all
that
good.
Sometimes their coffee is a little very strong and sometimes bitter. And so that's what people complain about. So you have to do like a lighter roast.
It just tastes disgusting to me.
It's probably bitterness.
Yeah. Next up, we have Panera Bread.
Panera Bread, that's another place
usually eat there. I'm not really going there for coffee.
Yeah, I eat there. I don't really do their coffee. I do like their green tea. I'll do like their drinks are really good, but usually the coffee's very low on the list of things at Panera Bread.
Yeah. Now we have Wawa.
Wawa. So, way back when I first started drinking coffee, all Wawa had was just the regular coffee and then like the cappuccino machine. My mom is now become like her coffee is the fat-free French vanilla cappuccino, half, and then half like hazelnut of like just the regular hazelnut coffee. So that's how she orders it. Well, not even orders it. That's how she orders me to get it for her. So now I'm so used to it. Like, I don't even think about it. I know exactly how, you know, to get it. And when it's Thanksgiving time, I'm usually the one who's up and running and doing all the errands. So I'll stop by, get her a coffee, get me a coffee, get my dad a hot chocolate, and then we're good to go. So, like I said, I have like a million and one memories at Wawa. And what I like now about Wawa is that they've expanded it to now you can order things custom. Is that now you can order some of the fancier drinks and you can do it on your own. So I can go to the counter and be like, hi, can I have two shots of espresso? And they'll put it in one of the Wawa cups for you. So you can get like a 20 ounce. They'll put the two shots of espresso in there. Then you can take it back over to like the coffee counter section and doctor it up as you want exactly. So it's not even Joe Schmo doing it. They'll give you the two shots of espressos in the cup. You build it on your own.
Yeah. And that honestly, that's my favorite part about Wawa is building your own coffee. And Wawa happens to be my top coffee choice of all times. Like, once I started going to Wawa, I fell in love. My favorite flavor is hazelnut. Yes, hazelnut coffee there is the best. Then I like to use a hazelnut creamer as well.
Yeah,
to top it off,
layering the flavors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's
the best thing. And I like to put a straw in my coffee. I'm a weirdo.
Listen.
I'm a weirdo. I like to drink my coffee
I don't think
it's straw.
Nothing. I drink my coffee with a straw, too. I usually put two. Yeah, no, you can't do one because it's a little itty-bitty straw that's supposed to be just a stir.
Right.
No, I put two in.
And that's a good thing about them because all the stirrers everywhere else, they don't double as straws. Maybe at Quick Check, but at Wawa, they double as a straw. So I love that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to, if I want my coffee to be cold or a little bit cooler than usual, what I'll do is I'll pour the creamer in first and then pour in my coffee, and that makes it cooler. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Love me some Wawa coffee.
What else you got on there?
We got 7-Eleven on the list.
Well, 7-Eleven and Quick Check, I would put together as the same.
No. That's a lie.
Because they have the same setup.
Same setup, but the flavor's different.
I'm giving him a blank stare, y'all.
It is different. Let me tell you. Honestly, 7-Eleven surprised me. One day, I was going to a meeting, and it was only a 7-Eleven and a Wawa. I'm sorry. A 7-Eleven and a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I know that McDonald's coffee is terrible. So I went to 7-Eleven, and I had my hazelnut coffee there and my creamer and everything. It was a decent coffee. Like, I wasn't mad at that coffee at all. Mm-hmm. Now, Quick Check. I was forced to start getting Quick Check coffee because in certain areas, Quick Check heavily saturates the area. So, again, hazelnut. Everybody knows hazelnut. It's my favorite. I fell in love with it because I had no choice. Mm-hmm. So it's not my top choice. But if I was in a pinch, I'll do a Quick Check coffee, and it's pretty good.
Okay.
You have to doctor it up though.
Yeah, to me they're both the same.
Have you had?
I had both.
And you?
No, they're the same.
Didn't do anything for you?
Nope.
Okay.
They did nothing.
All right. You suck.
What? I'm just saying.
All right. So on this list, we also have Scooter's Coffee. I've never had them before, but they are on like the top 10 franchise list for coffees. So is Doom Brothers Coffee and the Coffee Beanery, which you actually been to before, right?
Which one?
The Coffee Beanery.
Yes. The Coffee Beanery. I used to see them all the time in Jersey. I did like them. I used to buy a lot of coffee stuff for my mom there, but I haven't seen one in years. So I don't know if they've just been pushed out or they went out of business or if they're, well, obviously they're still around.
They're somewhere. They're just not here.
And
this other place you've been to, right?
Oh, Albon Pan? Yeah. I used to go all the time when I was at Rutgers. I don't know if it's still there, but it pops up here and there. And I enjoy that place. Mm-hmm. But they're like Starbucks. They're very expensive.
Right. So we also have popular instant coffee brands. So you have Maxwell House, Folgers, Nescafe, Senka, Latin Coffee, Bustelo. And then you also have Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and Wawa. They also do instant brands. Mm-hmm. So out of these instant brands, which are your favorite?
I like Folgers. Like the Folger singles, which is like they're in single little packets and you just pour them right in the water. So you don't have to like do anything. It's the easiest thing. And I keep those at work. So I'll have like the little non-dairy creamers. Mm-hmm. And I'll have those. So for when days and when it's just real bad, I need a coffee. Bam. I can make a coffee. And sometimes I'll make it like a mocha. So I'll have a hot chocolate with it. And together, we're good to go.
See, for me, the best part of waking up is Folgers in my coffee.
I can't with you. Are you going to sing all their songs? The best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup.
Exactly.
I apologize, y'all. I know you used to by singing on the theme song, but mess around. I sing all the time, okay?
She's just jealous of my background vocals because it adds so much depth and imagination to the soundtrack. And that's all I'm
saying. Here he go. Talking slick.
That's all I'm going to say. Senka is a brand that you weren't familiar with, but I used to work in a hospital setting before, and I feel like Senka is always there. Like, it's like I think it's a popular, more so of a decaf brand.
Okay.
So I see that a lot.
Oh, maybe that's why. I never really.
Yeah. But you like Cafe Bustelo?
A lot of my friends I know drink it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm aware of it. Some people just swear.
It's a popular Latin brand?
Yeah, a lot of people swear by it.
Yeah.
Like my Latin friends.
And I tried the instant Wawa at home, but like I said, I couldn't get the
flavor
right.
You can never get that stuff right at home. It'll never come out right.
And Dunkin' Donuts, believe it or not.
I think they changed the recipe, so you can never get it right.
Right.
So you have to come in.
Exactly.
Because why? I mean, they don't make as much money.
Dunkin' Donuts, when I worked at one place, I used to make coffee for the clients. And I used to always bring their buy their Insta coffee, and we have a good time. And then I had to change the decaf because then the clients wouldn't sleep at night. It would keep them up all day.
Yeah, I remember working in a group home, and my one coworker, we would have coffee every day. Every day. But then at that time, I was working the 7 to 11 shift. Mm-hmm. Not 7 p.m. to 11.
7 a.m. to
11. 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
You doing doctor's appointments?
Yo, listen. Doctor's appointments. Everything. Cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And like
van rides, everything.
Everything. So we would just be drinking coffee. And I don't know how she made that coffee. It was amazing. And when I left there, she bought me a coffee machine. I still have it. The thing is, I never really learned how to make coffee right. So I just have, it's in the box.
All right, I'll take it on my way out. I mean, if you're not using it,
it was a gift. I'm
it's a gift you're not using.
But when
it was a gift that was meant for you to use. So if you're not using it, twice gift it to somebody who's gonna
make coffee for my mom. But I want to move to a bigger apartment because I have so much stuff. I need a bigger place.
A lot of appliances here, look, they're not used.
Yeah. Well, no, because there's no space to use them. So I have to put them in the box and put them up. Otherwise, I have to put the drawers for them away immediately because there's no space. You can't keep the stuff out.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. So please let us know, what's your favorite interesting coffee flavor that we talked about earlier today? Like, would you like a maple bacon morning coffee? Your favorite franchise?
Yeah.
And your favorite instant coffee.
But I did go on our Facebook group and I asked the question. Oh, well, real quick, let's talk about Keurig and how it changed the face of coffee at home. Because
and in the office.
Yeah, that's right. Because all you do is you get these little pods, you pop K-pods. It in, turn it on, and it's like, and then a little stream of water comes out. Well, the stream goes through the pod and then goes through it, so that it just makes it easier and cleaner, so you don't have the coffee pot to worry about anymore. You don't have to worry about cleaning that. All you do is pop the pod out and then you're done.
Yeah, but you have to make sure that water's not sitting all day.
Especially if
you're at work and you're using the community Keurig that everybody put their money together to buy.
But that's okay. You know what? That makes sense. Because if it's at work, that means people are constantly using it. Versus me, if I have one, mm-hmm. I will have to dump the water out afterwards. Because it's guaranteed that I'm not going to drink it that much. So that water's going to sit. At work, it's going to be constantly being used. So the water is constantly turned over.
Yeah, I just like to think. I'm really fearful of germs and sabotaging coworkers and things of that nature.
I can't with you.
So
yeah.
Just make sure it's clean if you're using the one at work.
That's true.
I don't care how you do it. Just make sure it's clean.
Mm-hmm. But the Keurigs, they made the beverage brewing system.
Yep, in 1998.
Yeah, that's true. It was not that old.
Yeah.
They
just took over Amazon. They just went in there, changed the game around.
So now sometimes you gotta be careful that when you buy your coffee in the grocery store, you have to make sure you're not buying a Keurig pods, because they're usually right next to them. You're like, wait, oh man, I bought the wrong one.
Yeah.
So you have to really be careful with that. But I actually asked our Facebook listeners what's their favorite place to get coffee. Evelyn chimed in, Starbucks. Nicole says she's second Starbucks.
Boo.
Kate says Starbucks is her love, but the new coffee place in Plainfield, New Jersey, the coffee box is wonderful. Yep, the best chai latte I've ever had. I do love a chai latte, so I'll definitely check that out, Kate. And Kate is one of our diehard listeners. She's part of a podcast that I listen to. It's actually Other People's Business. It's the New Jersey Business Association's official podcast. I apologize that we now have sirens in the background, y'all. So
her podcast is called Other People's Business?
Yeah. So
I'm about to download that right now.
Yeah. So she shares a lot of great information on that podcast in terms of, business situations going on in Jersey, and she always interviews somebody who's part of the New Jersey Business Association, and it's actually great information especially for a lot of you guys that are up and coming business owners, or you don't even realize that you can be a part of something like that in New Jersey. So check that out.
And you can drink your coffee while you're listening to her podcast.
Yeah. Monica says Starbucks is best, but I enjoy my vacation, so Wawa just works just as good. I know that's right.
I'll take that.
Latricia says Starbucks and Wawa. Sam says, I have to say Wawa. Where else can one go and get a coffee, a donut, a turkey hoagie with vinegar and cheese, and a full tank of gas?
I'm not mad at that.
Cynthia says, I bought my husband an espresso cappuccino latte machine. Wow. And it makes the best stuff on earth. I'm coming to your house. Better than ordering out. We use it every day. But when I'm out, Starbucks definitely. Zakiya says, Dee Dee, Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh.
But she does get the hookup at Starbucks. So.
Ooh, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
Veronica says, Starbucks, Wawa, my kitchen. Ever since I got the Ninja coffee bar. That's a different. I haven't heard of that machine. I brew my own Starbucks and Wawa coffee at home. I made an almond milk flat white this week. That was delicious.
You need to teach me how to make Wawa coffee at home.
We will come visit you, Veronica. Exactly. Sorry, V. We'll be at your house soon. I apologize. So that was it for our Facebook people. We had a couple comments on Instagram. I want to read
you. Did you put up any questions from our last podcast?
Which one? I don't know.
Yeah, we do so many. I don't remember.
Yeah. So Matt says other in terms of their options. He says the OQ in Highland Park, New Jersey. The Stone Street Coffee in Ninth Ave in Chelsea, as in New York City.
Fancy.
Rob says Wawa. Michelle with 1L says Wawa.
Hey.
And Lindsay from Washington. Hi, Lindsay. Love your support. She says she's from Washington State, so she feels like she should say Starbucks since that's the birthplace of Starbucks. Mm. But I like little coffee shops, not the big chain. Actually, there's a little small coffee shop. Is that Union? I think Union, New Jersey. It's called Van Gogh's Ear.
Really? That's an interesting
yeah, name for a coffee. I know. I was there one night listening to music and stuff. And I actually ordered hot chocolate there. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they put liquid crack in that hot chocolate. it was so good that I was like, my face was in the cup. I don't know. So that's another place that I would recommend people check out. It's like a great little coffee shop with the nice little couches and things.
That's what I was going to say. I also want to shout out Panera Bread, Dunkin' Donuts, not Wawa. What's another one? Starbucks for their free internet.
Because where do you go with that? Yes. Free Wi-Fi makes life.
Right.
Yes. So I recommend.
Sometimes I still go there and I'll sit down and do my homework and I'll get my coffee.
Oh, yeah. If I'm grading papers, I'm hanging out at that Starbucks. I have my little tablet on listen, it's the best thing ever. So I think that's it for our best coffee, right? We covered everything.
Yeah, because there are some other coffee related topics that you told me I couldn't do because it's a PG-13. Podcast, so I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah. I'm not going okay, so moving on. Back by popular demand, the fat girl moment of the week. Fat girl moment of the week.
And I'm giving her spirit fingers.
I had one, but my lovely coworker pointed out a fat girl moment that happened right before we started this podcast.
It sure did.
Right before we started recording. So what happened was, we tend to record in my apartment, which is in a busy city district, is why you hear the bus, the ambulance, because I'm down the street from a hospital.
People arguing.
Yeah, all those noises, because I live in a city area. So I apologize, that's what you always constantly hear. You're like, what is that noise in the background? That's the bus. Mind you, I am 8 floors up, so I'm quite removed from that area, but doesn't matter. The noise travels that well. Yeah. So Ken shows up. Kenny, my brother in the struggle, shows up to my apartment with a bag from McDonald's. Now, mind you, from the last episode, I'm sure you guys remember when he was complaining that I didn't offer him water right away.
30 minutes later.
Right away. So.
I didn't want to pull the race card, but it took me 30 minutes to offer
him. So, he shows up to my place, had went to McDonald's, and did not pick me up anything.
But listen, what? I'm your brother in the struggle. Uh-huh. You just came from the gym. You just came from having a nice workout. Why would I mess all that hard work up with some McDonald's breakfast?
Listen.
Why would I do that to you? We struggle together in this arena.
I'm saying.
I'm trying to be strong for you.
You trying to be strong for me as you get McDonald's, but I don't get nothing.
Right.
That's messed up. So he's sitting there eating his McDonald's.
And I offer you some of it. It was oatmeal.
I don't eat oatmeal. We've discussed this. I don't like oatmeal. I'll tell the story as to why at a later date. But I don't like oatmeal. So, I had to make my own breakfast. And I've been craving all week French toast. And I was, you know, I didn't have a lot of time this morning, so I couldn't really order it to go from somewhere. And I was like, well, I shouldn't really eat the gluten anyway, because I'm trying to do better with my gluten. And I was like, well...
So you say...
I have gluten-free bread. I'm like, why don't I just make it at home? Duh. I have everything else I need. So, while Ken was eating his oatmeal, leaving me out to starve, I had to make my own French toast. So I
made How many pieces did you make?
3.
I saw 6 pieces.
Now he just making
don't
up
lie to
stuff.
These people.
Don't make up stuff.
Don't
it
lie
was
to these
only
people.
3 pieces.
It
and
was
as
6
you
pieces
know,
after a gym workout.
As you know... Gluten-free bread ain't all that big. So I was happy with about 3 little pieces.
6 pieces.
Regular bread, you could do 2 pieces. But because gluten-free bread, it'd be all small.
6 pieces.
And it'll, you know. So I made up my stack.
Exactly.
Of 3. It's a short stack. That's 3.
No.
Or is that 2? Short stack. Full stack, I think, is.
Like, you had a full stack.
No, I had a short stack. And then I had turkey sausage and I had pork roll with it.
How many pieces, I'm sorry, of turkey sausage?
3. Because it's 100 calories for 3. Yeah, that's why you only do 3. You don't do more than 3.
And how many pieces of other meat did you have?
Pork roll had 2 slices. But there was thin slice. If it was thick slice, I would only have 1.
You're doing a lot of justifying here.
Well, no, that's what you do. Because otherwise... It'll be too much, and you end up throwing it away. Near the end, as you saw, we weren't paying attention. I started to slow down. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to finish this. I was like, but I don't want to throw it away.
All I know, ladies and gentlemen, I look down to write something. I look up. The food was gone.
Because I was hungry. It was
after a workout from the gym. I
understand. And it was 10 something, almost 11. So I was like, okay, I need to eat before I die. And let me tell you... I don't know if it was necessarily made very well, but that French toast hit the spot. I didn't feel as bad because it didn't have all the gluten that was going to make my stomach all bloat and hurt, and I was going to be sad about that. But instead, it was nice and light, and it was nice, and it wasn't mushy because I don't like mushy French toast, and it was great. Nice and cinnamony, no powdered sugar, even though I do have powdered sugar from...
Why? You don't even like powdered sugar.
I don't like powdered sugar on my French toast.
Oh, but you like it on other stuff?
No. You use powdered sugar to make frosting. So when I make cupcakes. When I make the maple bacon French toast cupcakes, I have to make the frosting from scratch.
Yeah, I've never had any of those.
No, well. Sucks to be you. People love them. So that's the fat girl moment of the week.
Actually, we're going to have to tell another fat girl moment when I got into a fight at work over your cupcake.
Oh. Yeah, I guess when we do the best cupcake episode or the best, our favorite cupcake or something of that sort, then I guess we can talk about.
I got into a fist fight at work. I got jumped over her cupcakes.
But there was some pretty good cupcakes, French toast.
And I was just trying to get a cupcake for a friend and it just went really left.
That happens. People don't take people's sweets away from them now.
Apparently not.
So, hope you enjoy my fat girl moment of the week because I just went in and it was good. It was nice and sugary and buttery and fluffy.
Nothing.
Mind you, he came here with food, didn't offer me nothing.
And the
didn't
whole place, call. Swimming in Sarah, they offer me nothing.
Nothing. Because you had your oatmeal. I'm trying to look out for you. You don't need all that. Because you didn't go to the gym this morning. Boo boo.
I'm going right now. You could have gave me some.
You ain't going right now. I don't know why you lying to them.
After I go to the barbershop and do my taxes, I'm going to the gym.
I'll let you guys know if he actually goes to the gym. But he might lie to me, say he went. I'm like, nope, take a picture. I need to see one. With you holding up a newspaper so I know from that day. If not, you wasn't there. Don't lie. You ain't got the lie, Craig. I'm gonna have my gym you ain't got the lie. Nope. You pay him.
I'm not gonna pay them. I have to be there for them to call you.
Nope. You call them to tell them to call me. Exactly. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode of The Best Coffee. Definitely let us know if you have any suggestions. We are always looking for ideas. If there's a best favorite place that you'd like us to review and check out, definitely suggest that, because we definitely want to take the show on the road more, especially since we're slowly moving out of the winter. And then school semester will be over, so I won't be teaching anymore on Saturdays.
I want to see a sangria episode.
We'll get to the sangria episode.
I want
to
see a best rib episode.
We'll get the best rib episode.
I want to see a best fried chicken episode.
We'll do a best fried chicken.
But I don't
want
to be judged, though.
Check us out on our social media, Fat Girl Chronicles on our Facebook, Twitter is at Fat Girl NJ, Instagram is at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ, and our email is fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. Definitely check out the Google Plus group, Fat Girl Chronicles. It's really easy, as long as you find a girl eating the cheeseburger that looks like me with natural hair, you've
you're at the right place.
You're at the right place, okay? I really hope you've enjoyed this episode, and definitely shoot us an email. We love to hear fan stories of food. Bye, everybody. Can say bye to the people.
Adios, amigos.
Bye. Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.